Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Welcome to Legal Nurse Podcast. This is Pat Iyer, and today we're going to be talking about one of the ways that you can connect with potential clients, which is through networking events. I wanted to bring to the show Kat Sanford, who is an expert in events and networking. She coaches entrepreneurs. She talks to people about networking, speaking, sponsoring events as a marketing strategy to build your business. Kat and I met at a networking conference a few months ago, and I was impressed with her ability and her calm manner and her knowledge of how you could put together your resources to make an impression on your clients by sharing your expertise. And as you know from listening to this show, I advocate very strongly that legal nurse consultants find opportunities to connect with people, to network, look for speaking opportunities so that they can share their expertise with attorneys and attract people to them. Kat uses tools to build her brand and loves to share her expertise. She replaces confusion with clarity and fear with fun. So she's helping entrepreneurs discover the power and passion in showing up, stepping out, and standing in the spotlight. Kat is from the Houston area. She's involved in Business Networking International and various networking events and organizations in that area. She is a person who enjoys music for fun, cooking, eating, traveling, and being in and around the water. Kat, welcome to the show. I am so pleased that you could join us this morning.
Thank you, Pat. It's a privilege. Thank you for the invitation to come in and speak to your audience and be part of your podcast today. Looking forward to sharing.
I know that as we talked about this program and what would be most beneficial for our audience, we discussed the concept of networking as a topic. Tell us, why is networking so important?
So one of the things, especially for entrepreneurs, you know, as entrepreneurs, there's no built-in client base. There's no built-in, sometimes not a built-in marketing budget even. We have to create that. And so it's really important, and we're operating and building our businesses in a really busy, competitive market where there's a lot of things that are pulling for people's attention. So like social media, advertising, things like that. So I believe and have experienced that networking is really, really crucial for entrepreneurs, small business owners, so that you can get out in the community. And I focus on, I do some online networking. I mainly focus on live in-person networking. And it's really important because it's an opportunity for you to build relationships. So networking really is a relationship building tool that's going to help you get visibility and credibility out in the business community and in the groups that you're trying to connect with.
It's interesting how our society has shifted, because before we were all connected digitally, networking in person was the only way that we could connect with people. And now there is so many opportunities for people to connect in Facebook groups or in LinkedIn groups or to watch webinars virtually. How do you contrast being able to meet people in person compared to connecting online?
Great question. First, let me say, I believe that they go hand in hand. So there is definitely a place for all of those places where we can network and connect online. And I use the strategy of seeing how I can use the online opportunities to meet people in person. And I can tell you a little bit more about that in our conversation. A couple of advantages that I found of networking in person versus online is when you are networking in person and you are trying to meet decision makers, a lot of times the advantage of being at an event and meeting someone is that their gatekeeper is not there. So for legal nurse consultants, if that's a challenge sometimes to maybe get beyond the receptionist or the secretary or to get to the decision maker, great news is that when you're meeting somebody in person in an event, you've gone directly to the decision maker. So that's a benefit of networking in person. Even with the use of video where people can interact and hear each other and see each other, there's still nothing quite like a handshake and being within 5 feet of someone and being able to have a conversation and really getting to know someone, their personality, their expertise, those types of things. You also can meet just by nature of being out and stepping out into the community. You can meet people that maybe you weren't expecting to be able to be a resource for you. So you might go to a networking event and you were kind of thinking that you were there to meet some clients, and then you end up meeting somebody who ends up being like a great strategic partner for you that can bring referrals all the time. And it's also a focused time that's undistracted by the phone in the office and all those other things that are going on and all the demands that your clients may have on you, to where you can really just have a quick, 5-10 minute conversation.
Those are great points, and I think you're bringing up a lot that's directly relevant to legal nurse consultants, because attorneys are barricaded behind gatekeepers who are trained to keep away calls that they think the attorney would not be interested in. So when you're standing in front of that attorney, there's nobody who's intervening. That's your opportunity to connect. And I have found that attorneys enjoy meeting in person the legal vendors that they would like to consider using. They do get phone calls. They do get mailings. They have people trying to set appointments. There are all of those ways of trying to get inroads into an attorney's office, and some of them can be quite successful, and some of them can be very discouraging because it may require a lot of volume of cold calling in order to get through to that attorney. But having that attorney walk up to you at a legal networking event and say, "Hey, I hear you're a legal nurse consultant. Tell me about your services." That's a whole different level of a conversation.
Yeah, it really is. And a couple of other things that I just want to share. I think a lot of times we tend to think, okay, we're going to go network for the purpose of meeting the clients or meeting the strategic partners that are going to be directly referring business to us, referring clients to us. And also, too, an advantage of the in-person networking is just in the conversations of being open to what shows up and also looking for other opportunities. And what I mean by that, we've spoke about that, is that I teach my clients, if you're going to have an event, what's your event marketing strategy around it? And this is where networking fits right in, because there's also an opportunity to meet people when you're out networking. And maybe they are, and I know you teach this too, maybe they are looking for a speaker for continuing legal education class or a lunch and learn series. Maybe they could invite you to another networking event that they're going to that you didn't know about. And then also, maybe there's an opportunity that pops up for you to go and sponsor an event to where you can meet even more people. So it's kind of hard to explore those things when you're just trying to get somebody on the phone and talk about your services. And, so I think that in-person networking, the big advantage is the conversation can be expanded if you really connect with somebody and you can see what else is out there to help you grow your business.
So what I hear you saying is that it's important to be open to the connections and the possibilities and not to go to a networking event with a predetermined agenda, but rather to be open to what might happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I do set some goals when I go and network, and then beyond that, I'm just open to who I can meet and connect with and where the conversations go.
And what type of goals would you set?
What I typically do, I set a goal for maybe if I can, I set a goal for who I want to meet. And that is if I can figure out who is going to be there. And there's a couple of ways you can do that. Sometimes you can get a list, a guest list. If there is a, some kind of Facebook group or LinkedIn group and people say, hey, I'll be there, that type of thing, then there's some strategy around being able to connect with somebody specifically. If you're unable to do that, I usually set a goal of the number of people that I want to try to have a meaningful conversation with. I don't set a goal around what I want to go and collect 25 business cards. I set a goal of, you know, I'd like to connect with five people and have some great short conversations and see if these are people that I can follow up with later. So that's, I usually set a, that's the goal I set for myself. I'd love to share a little bit of a, my strategy of how, if you know somebody's going to be there, you can connect with them. Would that be okay?
Oh, absolutely. That'd be great.
Okay. So what I do is if, in, I even do this in trade organizations, associations that I'm a member of that maybe I'm really involved for education purposes. However, you never know when a referral can come from somebody in your industry, because maybe you specialize, you're really niched on something. So I'll just use this example is if I'm going to go to, and the reason I use this example is because there's one specific association I can think of, and I have access to the membership directory because I'm a member. And so if I know that that's on my calendar, then I'm going to go take a look at the directory and see if there's somebody that I've been trying to connect with. And I may not even know that they're going, whether or not they're going to be at the event. So what I'll do is I'll call them and I'll ask them, hey, are you going to be at the next membership luncheon or the next networking mixer? And if they say yes, I'll say, great, I would love to just visit with you for a few minutes before or after, you know, just see if we can connect. And I think there might be some, you know, we might have some things in common, those types of things. And then I'll get that scheduled and then we'll go, we'll say hi, we'll chat, you know, we'll network a little bit and then we'll be at the event together. If they say no, that's easy. You know, it's still a entry into the conversation to say, oh, you know, sorry to hear that. I was looking forward to, I was wanting to connect with you and maybe chat with you. And then maybe they'll think about going to the event, or we can continue the conversation and we can schedule a time for coffee or another phone call, or maybe we, maybe I get lucky and we get to talk right then, you know. So that's a strategy you can use. And you can also use LinkedIn as a tool for that, because you can see if you know that there is a trial lawyers association and you're trying to make some connections, you could go to their website, see who's on their board. If you usually have to be a member for access to the membership directory, however, you can at least kind of start with the board and go on LinkedIn and see how you can connect with them, and then you could still use that same strategy of how you could connect with them in person.
That's interesting that you bring up LinkedIn, because I was speaking this morning with a legal nurse consultant who has been connecting with attorneys through LinkedIn and offering her assistance, and has gotten some inquiries directly as a result of her connections on LinkedIn compared to making cold calls to attorneys and law firms.
Yeah, it's all about establishing that, that relationship. And I mean, the beauty of online networking is that we're such a global society, so you really can choose to do business anywhere. So you could be in Houston and have a client in, you know, in New York. And then the then on the flip side of that is if you're also wanting to build in Houston, you can have an online relationship with someone and then, you know, meeting them in person. It just takes the relationship to the next level and continues to reinforce that credibility for you. And that, yeah, and then it's less of a cold call because they've already connected with you through LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm. Let me stop for a minute and help you get some perspective on this before continuing the show. You don't have to figure this out all on your own. One of my newest books ramps up your knowledge of marketing with four sections: marketing foundations, marketing online, marketing with stories, and marketing with exhibiting. The book is called How to Get More Clients: Marketing Secrets for Legal Nurse Consultants. It's part of my Creating a Successful LNC Practice series. You may order this book at http://lnc.tips/creating-series. That's http://lnc.tips/creating-series. And we'll ship it right to you. You'll get a 25% discount on the book by using the code LISTENED, which tells us that you've heard our podcast. Cool, right? Let's continue with the show. Do you have any additional tips about networking on a local basis?
I do. The very first thing that I take a look at and I coach my clients on in their networking plan is look for events where you know that your ideal client or your strategic partners, and by strategic partners, I mean people who would refer you business, where they're going to be, where they're going to attend. So I'm really strategic and encourage people to be strategic with their time and their investment of time. And then some of these networking events do cost to attend. So you can be networking all over the place and missing the target because it's just not the right audience. So do a little online research and see what the events are. And then also see what the opportunity is. Some events are going to be networking mixers where you will have more time. They're structured to where you have more time to talk and get to know people. And then some associations have luncheons where you can still network, like at the beginning or afterwards, except for there's usually a keynote speaker or some kind of education being provided. So there's a time block where, you know, it's everybody's listening to the speaker. So there may be a little bit less networking. So you can be strategic that way. In general, the chamber could be a resource for you. Just kind of depends. Business Network International might be. It depends on who is in the room. You could even go, those are memberships, or excuse me, organizations you can join. You know, just go check them out and see if there's people in there that would make sense. Also, too, locally in general, most major cities have a trial lawyers association. There may be a bar association. There's probably several. If you were to look in Houston, we probably have 10 different legal associations, and they do CLE events, so continuing legal education events that the attorneys attend. They do networking events. They do things like golf tournaments and things like that. And so I would encourage you to get out and attend. And then for some of you, it may make sense that you know, some of those associations sometimes have an affiliate membership to where you're not an attorney, but you're a resource. So it may make sense for you to get a little bit more involved as either a volunteer, an affiliate, or I know that some of them also have sponsorship opportunities where you can be either a business partner or a preferred partner, and maybe, you know, sponsor a lunch or something. So, you know, and those are things that cost. So you just have to take a look at that. So those are opportunities too. And then I would also ask, you know, if you have a great working relationship with a client, so an attorney, or you've got a friend that's a paralegal or just different things like that, I would just start asking, what are the events going on in the legal community or in the community? You know, if there's maybe some other communities that you want to get into, what's going on in the area that maybe I'm unaware of?
The organizations that you mentioned are excellent ones for connecting with people. I kind of think of this as like a satellite or the rings around a planet, because you're in the center and you're looking for who are the people that you can connect with who are attorneys. So all the bar association and trial lawyers organizations are excellent choices for directly meeting attorneys. And then a ring around that's a little bit further removed from you are people in your network who know attorneys. They may be people in the Chamber of Commerce or people who are in organizations like the American Business Women's Association, mm-hmm, or the National Association of Women Business Owners. And you don't have to be a woman to be involved in those organizations. They don't discriminate. If you're a male listening to this program, we also have CAT listeners in 22 countries around the world, and their organizations for networking could be considerably different than ours or similar in nature. Powerful people within a town might be the Chamber of Commerce equivalent, or there may be university-associated networking events. You never know who that person standing in front of you knows as an attorney.
You're absolutely right. And one of the just quick tips I can give listeners that just came to my mind is that when you're at a networking event and you're trying to connect with someone who has a really great circle of influence and they're a connector in the community, you may, instead of like, and this is one of my don'ts, I'll just go right to this, you know, a networking event is never a time to sell your products or services. However, a way that you can connect with someone is to ask for their advice. So if there's a top attorney that you're really trying to connect with and you would obviously love their business, maybe it is asking their advice on, you know, I'm really trying to connect with, you know, people like yourself. You know, I'd love to get your advice. People love to be asked to get their advice. And so that's a way to continue the conversation. So I wanted to share that as well. And yeah, I mean, obviously you're networking to build your business, and the added value of networking in person and networking well, whether it's in person or online, is to definitely be a connector, to connect with other people for yourself and become a trusted resource of, if somebody needs them, talking about the circles, the visual that you were talking about, is yeah, be that person that people will come back to as a resource, and you're going to build trust and credibility. And when they need a legal nurse consultant, they're going to think of you first.
Yes, absolutely. I am smiling about the description of asking an attorney how to find attorneys to work with, because one of my colleagues started doing some cold calling. In the first attorney's office that she went into, she said to the attorney, could you tell me how I might be able to meet attorneys and be able to offer my services? And in the process of him giving her advice, he started asking what she did, and she walked out with cases.
I love it. It works. Yeah, it works.
Tell us about some of the things that you should be doing in addition to what you just mentioned when you're networking.
Yes, when you're at a networking event, we talked about setting a goal. So you've got a goal for yourself of how many people you want to try to connect with or who you want to try to connect with. So that's definitely a do. When I'm at a networking event, I act like the host. And so what that looks like for me, it depends, you know, I may get there at the very beginning of the event and get my name badge or whatever they have going on. And then I'm going to stand close to the front and greet people, say hi, put out my hand, shake my hand, and ask questions and get to know them. So I would act like an event host. The event host will love you because you're just helping with the energy in the event. I'm always, another thing I do is I always ask questions. So I listen more than I speak, and I do ask questions just to connect with the people. So you know, I may ask questions like, what's your specialty? What are you most excited about in your business right now? What's your biggest challenge? Because I'm listening to see if I can provide a solution to that challenge, or if someone I know can provide a solution to the challenge they have. I'm friendly, and yet I'm still, you know, within what I'm comfortable with. So it's just very, you know, to be conversational, smile. You always want to be professional. So, you know, there's business etiquette. And so that is the same etiquette you have in business you would want to have after 5 o'clock in a networking mixer, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And then I always ask for, if the conversation continues and I can tell there's a connection, then I'll ask for a business card. And in front of the person, I'll say, I would love to connect with you next week or in a couple of days. Can I call you in a couple of days and we can set a meeting to continue to talk about this? And then I'll write right in front of them. I'll turn over their business card and I'll have a pen and I'll say, I just want to write a couple of notes just to, you know, just to remind myself, you know, because if I go in the corner and they see me scribbling on their card, they're like, what are they doing? Are they drawing horns or a mustache on me, you know, on my card? So, and it's just, it, when somebody does that with me, I'm like, oh, they're really into this conversation and they want to make sure that they remember or that they have some tools to follow up on what I've asked them about. So it's actually a compliment. And then one of the things I do also is I have a phrase that I say if I'm getting stuck in a conversation, because it's really easy at a networking event to get into conversation with one person for 10, 15 minutes. And then before you know it, you haven't met as many people as you wanted to. So I just say something as simple as, it's been great to meet you. And I would love to continue this conversation, exchange cards, and then say, I want to make sure that I say hi to Sally over there before she leaves. So will you please excuse me? And then you just excuse yourself. So, so I always have that in my hip pocket. And then I have some questions that I can ask to find out more about them. And then I've got my goal. And I have my tools. I have my business card, and maybe a pen. I have my phone with me if we get to the point where we want to schedule something. So I've got my networking tools with me as well.
Mm-hmm. So you are very thoroughly prepared, it sounds like.
And it's yes, a deliberate process. Yeah. I'm sorry?
It's a deliberate process.
It is. I'm really strategic because I like to play, and not work as hard. And so I'm strategic about this. And it's come from years of spending time out there networking. And I can't tell you how many people I meet at networking events and they don't even have their business cards with them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, yeah, that would be important.
Mm-hmm. I've met attorneys at exhibiting at conferences, and when I ask them for a card, there's the sheepish look on the face that says, can you believe I came here without bringing my cards? So yeah. My response as an exhibitor is, no problem, here's a piece of paper, please give me the information that would have been on your business card. And
yes,
then, let me make sure that I can read it. Let me go over it with you and be sure that I understand your handwriting.
Absolutely. And that's a great tip. Absolutely. Because you're having a conversation with them, you might as well capture their contact information so you can follow up with them.
Absolutely. Yeah. I did also want to ask you one more question about what should you not do when you are networking?
I only have a couple of those, but they're really important don'ts of networking. One is leave your sales brochures at home. I mean, you can put them in your car or have them in your bag if you have a bag with you, but don't go in selling. Networking events are really about an opportunity to make connections and build relationship. Nobody goes to a networking event to buy a product or service. So and I know that's hard for some people, but just really try hard not to be the person that is, here's my brochure, here's my brochure, here's my brochure. And that even goes to the business card. I see people doing the business card shuffle, and they'll walk up to a group of four people standing there talking, and they'll just start passing out their business card. If you network with me, you will never see me do that. I have my business card in a business card holder that is usually in my pocket or in my purse. And if someone asks me for my business card, I'll give it to them. And it's not that they're that expensive. It's just that I've learned that, if I'm just doing the shuffle, my card's probably going to go in the trash. I'd rather focus on having a conversation with somebody and then letting them decide how they're, if they want to connect with me further. So that's one thing around the selling and the business card shuffle. Also, don't be the person that traps somebody else in a conversation for 15 minutes. And usually I see that happening when people are going into sales mode. I saw it happen recently. I went to a networking event, invited somebody to come with me, and they were trying to make a connection with this other person that they were speaking to. So that's where it was coming from. It really wasn't coming from sell, trying to sell, but they were trying to just make a connection of how they maybe could refer business back and forth. And you could see the other person's eyes were just kind of glazing over. Mm-hmm. So just be mindful of when you're speaking with people. And if you find that you've been talking too much, it might be time to stop and take a breath, ask a question, or just say, hey, it was really great to meet you, and move on.
Well, to build on what you just said, some of the things that I have learned the hard way As a female carrying a purse that tends to have a lot of things in it, that I discovered fairly early on that it's better for me to keep business cards in my pocket than in my purse and be strategic about what I put on so I've got pockets on the outfit. Because I've been caught in a few situations where I've started to take things out of my purse in order to get at my cards, and that feels really awkward.
Yes.
And yes. Another thing that I have run into when I've networked is trying to talk to somebody whose eyes are over my head, scanning the room, looking for another person to talk to, and how that minimizes my own feeling of connection with that person. Am I not important enough to maintain eye contact with? So don't do that to other people.
That's right. Be present with who you're speaking with.
Were there any other tips besides not selling, having business cards with you always, and being present that you wanted to share about networking before we finish off?
I would say expand your introduction beyond I am a. So if you say I'm a legal nurse consultant, have something right behind that, like a second sentence that says, I am a legal nurse consultant. I help my clients with, and then share a result, and, mm-hmm. and spend a little bit of time on that. So it's not salesy, but it is creative, and it gets somebody's, they're listening. Because the goal is you want them to lean in and want to know a little bit more about you and continue the conversation versus saying, I'm a legal nurse consultant, and you leave it right there and you get a polite nod or you get like a glazed look. So that would be my last, I think my other tip is just work on how you are introducing yourself.
And that should roll off your tongue. It's something that you practice. So if somebody nudges you in the middle of the night and says, who are you? You should be able to say your spiel, the quick introduction, without even having to think about it.
Absolutely.
How can people find out more about you, Kat?
The best way is to go to my website, and that is katsanford.com, and I will spell it for you. It's because it is a cat. It is cat with a K. So it's K-A-T, S as in Sam, A-N as in Nancy, F as in Frank, O-R-D, so katsanford.com. And I'm on every social media platform as well. You can connect with me there through my website as well on my social media platforms.
And is there anything that you can offer our audience that's on your website that might assist with networking?
Absolutely. I'm excited to offer your listeners my 10 rules to rock your next networking event. 10 rules to rock your next networking event. It's a free download. And some of the tips I talked about today are in there with a little bit more detail on what that looks and sounds like when you're at a networking event.
I really appreciate your time, Kat, and the resources that you offer our listeners. I think we recognize that networking is so important for building up relationships, and you've given us an opportunity to think about how to do this strategically, plan so that you get the most out of the event, and go in there with an open mind in terms of what might evolve from that experience.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity. And I love connecting people and getting out and networking. So it was a pleasure to share a little bit of my experience and knowledge today.
And thank you to our listeners for being present and learning about networking. I challenge you to find a professional association or an event in the next 30 days and prepare strategically with the tips that Kat has given you today. Thanks for listening, and we will be back next week with a new interview. Have a great week. Thanks for being a part of this program. Check out our online training and books at LegalNurseBusiness.com. Expand your LNC skills with our resources. Also, explore coaching with me at LNCAcademy.com to get more clients, make more money, and avoid expensive mistakes. And finally, join our continuing education program and get monthly trainings at LNCCEU.com. You'll get two online trainings each month designed to deepen your knowledge and skills. And look forward to having you tune into our programs again next week. Use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount on this product. You'll put that code LISTENED in the coupon code box during checkout.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.